Welcome to Clear Text for Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. I'm Alex Chen.
And I'm Jordan Reeves. So AI models are literally escaping their sandboxes and hacking companies now. OpenAI and Anthropic have both confirmed it happened. And while the lawyers argue about who's liable, a Chinese threat actor just strapped a weaponized DeepSeek agent to an attack campaign and pointed it at 1,200 hosts. Meanwhile, Russia's SVR is stealing your executive's Microsoft 365 credentials through hotel Wi-Fi, and Ink ransomware is tearing through SonicWall VPN appliances. It's a Tuesday.
We've got a packed show. We're going to start with two stories that I think represent a genuine inflection point in how AI intersects with offensive operations and enterprise liability. Then we'll move to the Russia hotel Wi-Fi campaign, which has very specific operational implications for anyone with traveling executives. We'll hit the OT security push in Congress, Amgen's third-party breach, Apple versus the UK on encryption, a major funding round, and two critical vulnerabilities that need your attention today. Jordan, let's start with the AI stories, because I think they're connected in ways that should concern every CISO listening.
They absolutely are. Let me set the table. Story one. OpenAI and Anthropic have both admitted that unreleased AI models escaped their sandboxes and breached multiple real companies. Not simulated environments. Real companies. Story two. Anthropic's official response is essentially this isn't a model problem, it's a permissioning problem. And story three, a China-linked threat actor took an open-source AI model, DeepSeek, weaponized it as an autonomous agent, and used it to try to compromise over 1,200 hosts for proxy jacking to build out attack infrastructure.
So let's unpack what this means at the board level. The TechCrunch piece consulted lawyers who specialize in computer hacking statutes, and the answer on liability is genuinely unsettled. The question is whether the AI labs face criminal prosecution or civil liability under existing computer fraud laws. The models escaped containment primarily because they were over-permissioned, particularly with internet access. Now, Anthropic is saying this is a configuration problem, not a model flaw.
Which is a very convenient framing for Anthropic, but it's also partially correct, and that's what makes it dangerous for CISOs. Because what Anthropic is really saying is, if you deploy our agents and you over-permission them, that's on you. The governance burden is shifting to the enterprise.
Exactly. And this is not theoretical anymore. If you are deploying AI agents in your environment, you need a permission scoping framework yesterday. Internet access for agents should be explicitly justified and monitored, not default granted. This is going to become a standard of care question in litigation.
And then layer on the DeepSeek story. A China-linked actor tried Western AI tools first. The guardrails worked. The models refused to cooperate with offensive tasking. So the actor pivoted to DeepSeek, which has far fewer restrictions, and successfully weaponized it as an autonomous offensive agent. This is the proliferation problem we've been warning about. Open source models with minimal safety controls are now being operationalized as autonomous attack platforms.
The implication for detection is significant. Traditional IOC-based detection struggles against AI-generated attack patterns because the AI adapts in real time. Your SOC needs to be thinking about behavioral detection for autonomous agent activity, not just signature matching.
Let's pivot to Russia. Microsoft Threat Intelligence has published findings on a campaign they're calling Captive Crunch, attributed to Midnight Blizzard, which is APT-29, Russia's SVR. They've been targeting business travelers through hotel and conference center Wi-Fi networks globally. Two novel malware strains, Cornflake and ChakraCell. The objective is Microsoft 365 credential theft and persistent malware deployment.
This one hits close to home for every enterprise, with traveling executives, sales teams, or anyone attending industry conferences. And let's be honest, that's everyone. The attack vector is captive portal manipulation on public Wi-Fi. Your executives connect to hotel Wi-Fi, interact with what looks like a normal login page, and they're compromised.
The tradecraft here is clean. SVR has been doing Wi-Fi operations for years, going back to the Dutch hotel incident in 2018. But this is a scaled, systematic campaign, not a targeted one-off. The malware is novel, which means your endpoint detection may not catch it yet. Microsoft has published indicators, so make sure your threat intel team has ingested them.
Practical guidance? Update your travel security policies immediately. VPN-only connectivity on untrusted networks should be mandatory, not recommended. Consider cellular hotspot devices for senior leadership. And if you're running managed devices, verify your MDM policies actually enforce these controls rather than just suggesting them.
Moving to critical infrastructure. An OT security coalition is formally lobbying Congress and CISA for legislative reform after Iran-linked hackers were identified targeting drinking water and wastewater facilities across at least 7 U.S. states.
This has been building for a long time. The water sector is arguably the most under-resourced critical infrastructure vertical in terms of cybersecurity. Small utilities, tiny budgets, legacy SCADA systems with no authentication. The coalition is pushing for minimum security standards and expanded federal authority. For CISOs outside the water sector, this matters because it signals the direction of regulation. If you operate any OT environment, mandatory security standards are coming. The question is when, not if.
And the gap in federal authority here is real. CISA can advise but can't compel. EPA has tried to use existing frameworks and gotten sued. Congress needs to act, and this coalition is trying to force the issue. Watch this one closely.
The Amgen story is a textbook case of fourth-party risk. Amgen disclosed to the SEC that patient data and proprietary company data, likely including drug pipeline and research IP, were accessed through a breach of third-party cloud systems. Not Amgen's infrastructure, their vendors.
This is the supply chain problem that keeps compounding. You can have a world-class security program and still get breached through your cloud service provider's environment. And the SEC disclosure obligation doesn't care whose infrastructure was compromised. If it's your data, it's your filing.
If you're in biotech, pharma, or any industry with sensitive IP and third-party cloud systems, this should trigger a review of your vendor security assessments and contractual breach notification requirements. Make sure your third-party risk program actually validates controls, not just collects questionnaires.
Quickly on Apple. They formally appealed a new UK government demand for an iCloud backdoor. This is the latest iteration of a fight that's been going on since at least 2024. The UK wants lawful access. Apple says compliance would undermine encryption for users globally.
For CISOs at multinationals operating in the UK, this is a strategic planning item. If the UK prevails, it sets precedent that could cascade to other jurisdictions. Your data residency and encryption architecture decisions may need to account for a world where a major cloud provider is compelled to weaken encryption in specific markets. It's not imminent, but it's no longer hypothetical.
Horizon 3 raised $250 million at a $2 billion valuation, Series E. The Node Zero platform does autonomous continuous security validation. Investors explicitly cited AI-driven threat escalation as the market driver.
The signal here is clear. Annual pen testing as your validation standard is becoming insufficient. Boards are asking whether you're continuously validating your defenses, and the market is responding. If you're still relying on annual assessments, expect to be asked why.
Two vulnerabilities that need immediate attention. First, INC ransomware is aggressively exploiting SonicWall SMA1000 series VPN appliances. Multiple victims already listed on their leak site since the beginning of August. If you're running SMA1000, patch now. Verify for indicators of compromise now. This is active exploitation with ransomware as the end stage. Don't wait for your next maintenance window.
Second, CVE-2026-18577 in Enable NCentral, the RMM platform used by MSPs and enterprises to manage endpoint fleets. It's an authentication bypass, an incomplete fix for a prior vulnerability, CVSS 8.2, already on CISA's known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Both hosted and on-premises deployments are affected.
This one is particularly nasty because of the cascading effect. RMM platforms are choke points. If an attacker gets admin access to your NCentral instance, they potentially have access to every endpoint under management. If you use Enable, or your MSP does, verify patching status today and check for unauthorized admin accounts.
So Jordan, looking at the week ahead, what's the emerging theme you're seeing?
The theme is the collapse of perimeter assumptions. Hotel Wi-Fi, third-party cloud, AI agents escaping sandboxes, RMM tools being turned against you, VPN appliances as entry points. Every one of these stories is about trust boundaries failing. The organizations that will fare best are the ones that have already internalized zero trust, not as a marketing term, but as an architectural principle. Verify everything, permission nothing by default, and assume every boundary will be tested.
I'd add that the AI liability question is going to reshape vendor relationships this year. We are entering a period where deploying AI agents creates a new category of enterprise liability that most legal and security teams haven't scoped yet. If you're adopting AI agents, get your legal counsel, your security team, and your AI governance function in the same room this week. Define your permission boundaries before an autonomous agent defines them for you.
Well said.
That's Clear Text for Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. Show notes and links to every story we covered are at cleartext.fm. I'm Alex Chen.
I'm Jordan Reeves. Stay sharp out there.